What has long seemed like an ugly but ultimately inconsequential saga in the life of this unorthodox public figure has become a legal and political thicket. Much as how Paula Jones' harassment case against Bill Clinton helped drive his impeachment and the seizure of Anthony Weiner's laptop led the FBI to reopen its probe of Hillary Clinton, Trump's personal history now may threaten his presidency. In politics, as in life, the highest falls often come from the basest origins. It is a president under siege, says Julian Zelizer, a political historian at Princeton University. It is not yet clear whether the Cohen raids were directly linked to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's larger investigation of possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Cohen's lawyer, and it's telling that Trump's own counsel now needs a lawyer, said Mueller had referred the Cohen investigation to the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, which oversaw the raid. But to get the warrant from a judge to raid the offices of an attorney, let alone that of the president, nearly all legal experts agree, would have required extraordinary evidence that the FBI might uncover crimes there. Among the roster of possible offenses the FBI was looking for, according to the Washington Post, were campaign finance violations for the payoffs, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Cohen and his lawyer both denied any wrongdoing, all of which might simply be unseemly if it didn't constitute a circus taking place around the most powerful person on earth. The U.S. president decides the fates of millions of people, and this April, he faces multiple crises. Trump has launched an economy-rattling trade fight with China that could have massive consequences on the daily lives of most Americans. In a matter of weeks, he is scheduled to hold a face-to-face meeting with a nuclear-armed tyrant in North Korea who has threatened to destroy Washington. All the while, the Mueller probe moves ahead, and new fuel will soon be added to the fire. Ousted FBI Director James Comey's tell-all book comes out April 17th. The president's supporters boast about accomplishments such as the $1.5 trillion tax cut, an economy that continues to grow, and a new trade deal with South Korea. But those closest to Trump are unnerved by his penchant for making matters worse. Asked if he would fire Mueller, which White House spokesman Sarah Sanders said he certainly believes he has the power to do, Trump replied, "Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens."